Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Well, good evening and happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, April 14, 2024. We are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. Now, this evening, we will discuss Christian nationalism. So exactly what is Christian nationalism? Well, we are certainly going to share exactly what it is this evening. So please stay tuned. And of course, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always like to begin the show by answering that question. Of course, that would be the appropriate etiquette-like thing to do, right? And I like to do this especially for the new listeners who may be joining us for the first time. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And I don't know if that's what you want. That is certainly what I desire. So the word etiquette itself comes from a French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, you know, kudos out to Charles I and II. Well, again, everyone, thank you so much for joining this evening. We are certainly in for just a phenomenal conversation on this topic. And I want to bring on, I won't really call her a guest. She's really a friend to the show. You've heard her many times on the show. She is a director of Christian education at Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta. She is a lecturer and a writer on the topic of Christian nationalism. So I just want to bring her on. We're going to see how she's doing. Well, hello there, Reverend Dr. Monica. How are you?
And good evening, my sister. Good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. I tell you what, I have been looking forward to this conversation. And as some of the listeners, because they've already begun sending messages, and it looks like our switchboard is full as well. So I know this is going to be an interesting conversation. I remember when you first mentioned this topic to me, probably, I don't know, 6 months or so ago maybe, or whenever you finish mention it, my response was, I've never heard of it before. And I would be willing to bet there are a lot of those out there listening that may feel the same. So we're just going to jump. Oh, I am so sorry, guys. You always know when I get excited, I forget to give you the contact information. So you can certainly join the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And if you call and if you somehow get a busy or you hear a recording, just, you know, wait a few minutes and try your call back again, because we do have quite a few callers on the switchboard on this evening. You can send us an email as well to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. So we're going to go to you, Dr. Monica. You can just start this conversation however you wish. Maybe just kind of defining for those who may not have heard of it, Christian nationalism, you know, what is it?
Absolutely. Will do. And I would imagine a number of people now have at least heard of it once or twice since we first spoke about it, because it has been on the news more often since there have been churches and various clergy coming into the forefront after some events, let's just say, the 45th president being called the chosen one, a documentary video about how he was sent from God, and then the Bible issue, that fiasco where, and I'll use the word fiasco because it was something that many of us felt in the church felt offended by, where he so-called endorsed, and I think that was the word they used, he endorsed a particular Bible and sold his name for that purpose to raise funds. And then the Bible was sold with other materials, I think, printed inside, like maybe the national anthem. I don't remember all of the details. But it's just been escalating because of that and his involvement. But it really isn't just about him. I have focused on him in my first document called The Evil That Creeps. I'm sorry, The Evil That Creeps. It is a primer that is on our website, and I'll just give that information now so that I won't forget. If you just simply go to Big Bethel, that's B-E-T-H-E-L, Big Bethel Christian Education, put it in your search engine. Google is the search engine I use. It pops right up, rather than going to our church site. So again, just go to your search engine and put in Christian Education, Big Bethel, in any order, and it will pop up. And then when you get to that page, our ministry's page, go to the information and resources page on our website, and then you will see a document. It is under the main headline of our current Bible lesson. It is Jeremiah, and when you look under that, you'll see you'll see an attachment, and it'll say CN, Christian Nationalism, and that will give you a copy of the document that I'm using right now. And also, I want to just, for your edification, recommend a number of videos via YouTube. One is called The Growing Threat of Christian Nationalism. Came out about 5 months ago, The Growing Threat of Christian Nationalism. And then there are several others. If you put that in the YouTube search engine, you will see a number of them. But one of my first and most informative ones was about maybe 8 to 10 months ago, again through YouTube, and it is It is called We've Become the Church, Jesus Warned Us About. We've Become the Church, Jesus Warned Us About. And if you simply email me at mjonesphd@hotmail.com, I can send you the links for some of these as well. So just wanted to get that out to you. Now, Christian nationalism is defined in a number of ways, depending on who you're speaking with, whether it's a theologian or a politician. Because I'm a theologian, I have concentrated on that side of it. We won't do that tonight. We're going to just talk about the social impact, the impact on voters, or the voting process, the impact on the black community and the community at large, as well as the faith community. It is a form of nationalist thought or patriotism that purports America being the only and best country and Christianity being the only and best religion. It is supported by persons who have white supremacist philosophy and white supremacist thought. And I want to use those compartments because that's basically how it comes together. White supremacists who call themselves Christian, and many of whom are evangelical, use the Christian church to propose, foster, and support their ideology. And it's under the cloak of Christianity, but it is nothing like Christianity because it pushes supremacy. Christ did not teach that. He taught that we all are loved the same. It purports that America is better than anyone else. Again, we don't purport that in the Christian philosophy. And it looks at people as being outcasts if they're different. So immigrants are animals. Immigrants are flooding our country and causing chaos, and we ought not receive them, although the Bible clearly says, love your neighbor and take in the stranger. So that's all I will do in terms of the theological point of view. I want to look at the social impact quickly so we can take questions, Donna. One of the things that really bothers me about how it affects the vote, and particularly in the black community, is because some of the issues that are important to black people, let's just say, put a disjointed and very uninformed kind of slant, if you will, on the voting process. Abortion is an important issue, but it is not the only issue in our community. Black people die more than any other race from heart disease and diabetes. We needed to vote for a president that would bring us lower costs and lower prices like we have now, $35 that I know a lot of my friends who have diabetes appreciate, a cap, if you will. We have issues other than with abortion, with simply health care overall and having access to it. Obamacare was one of the things that saved many people in this country. It had its issues. But look at the number of people that were able to get health care because of President Obama. The previous president wanted to destroy it. And so we get distracted by abortion, those of us who believe in life, as we call it, and are against abortion, and we let that drive us into the arms of people who could care less about our other issues. So that's one of the social elements that, for me, can have a negative impact on our community. And so we vote for certain candidates because of their stance on abortion while ignoring all of the other issues. And then the other social impact that Christian nationalists have on us is simply the racist and very, I won't use the word Nazi because I was corrected about that before. Nazism is a little bit different than white supremacy, but it is a form of evil that kills people. So I won't say Nazi tonight. Instead, white supremacist thought and nationalist thought that says we are better than you, that kind of thinking has permeated into the church so that some people have become subject to this thinking and this preaching to the point that they carry it out and they spread it to others who are less informed. Solid, faith-based Christians who are firm in their knowledge can't be swayed, but the newcomers can be, and less informed people can be. And so what I don't want to see happen are misinformed Christians, new people in the church, going into the community and preaching this kind of racist, supremacist thought to others and poisoning the community that way. The poison is not immigrants. The poison is hate. And unfortunately, Christian nationalists have joined forces with those who preach hate. Stop there for now to see if anyone has questions.
Okay. And guys, and just in case you are just joining us or you just joined us, you were hearing actually the voice of Reverend Dr. Monica C. Jones, and she is the director of the Christian Education at Big Bethel AME Church. And she's a lecturer and writer on this topic that we are discussing, which is Christian nationalism. Now, she's just given us a lot of powerful information, and I have been very familiar, with your passion about this topic. That's why I just knew that I had to have you come on and really detail this out, because as you were saying, a lot of people don't know. And if you don't know and you're not aware, then yes, you are more easily swayed to believe whatever it is you're hearing, be it fact or fiction. So I know that you're certainly trying to clear up some of that. And guys, we are going to start picking up some of the calls. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, the last four digits of your phone number, then you will know that I am referring to you. So if you would, please be ready, and we'll certainly welcome your comment. The first one, the last four digits of this phone number is 0949. The last four digits is 0949. Hello? Hello, 0949?
I'm here, but I did not have a question. Oh. I'm just doing the dialogue.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, so we are going to continue coming to you. We offer you the opportunity to voice your opinion and join the conversation that we're having. 6018. The last four digits is 6018. Hello, 6018.
Oh, sorry, I don't have a comment at this time.
Okay, all right. And sometimes when our listeners may not have an opportunity to stream live, because we would love for you to stream live, then, they'll go ahead and call. And so I'm going to keep moving the last four digits, 2748. The last four digits, 2748. Hello.
Hello. I do not have a question at this time. I'm just listening. The conversation.
You're just listening?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. We are going to continue. 0478, the last four digits. 0478 are the last four digits. 0478. Hello. Hello, last four digits. 0478. Hello. Okay, anyone there? Okay. All right, once again, guys, if you do have comments, please be ready when I come to your line and you hear me identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. I'm going to go to maybe one or two more, then we're going to start looking at a couple of the messages that we're receiving as well. The last four digits in this number... Hello? Is 0348.
Hello. Comment. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Okay.
I can.
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. I think that what is frightening and what is disappointing is that so many of us who profess Christianity seem to be very nonchalant about what's going on. And I think that it's just really concerning. We've got an election coming up. We've got local elections coming up. And I would really like to see our churches become more active in promoting the whole idea of voting, because there are a lot of folks who just, you know, just mm-hmm. announcing that they're not going to vote. That's scary.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And also, if you think about it from our perspective as Black people, and if there are those on the line who are, you know, of a different national or ethnic group, you know, understand that this is something that we hold dear, and it's not certainly not to offend anyone. But the Black voice, so to speak, is in the Black church. That's where we have our foundation. And to me, that's one of the reasons why this is so important to talk about, because it can unravel and it can dismantle the power that we have always had. The original form of Christian nationalism was slavery. It was when white folk used the Bible and the Christian faith to mislead, miseducate us, to convince us that we were supposed to be slaves, that we were supposed to be treated like animals. Now we have gotten past that, and we have transformed it into being a way of enslaving people's thought against immigrants and against anyone else who's not pro-America and pro-Christianity. We can't hate Jews because they aren't Christians. That's not what we were taught. We cannot hate Muslims because they are not Christians. We are told to love our neighbor. And so it is not only frightening, as the sister said, it is also, in my mind, threatening our very existence. Because if you tear down the Black church, you have completely destroyed the community. And I believe that.
And, caller, thank you so much for your comment. We certainly do appreciate it. And what we're going to do, I'm going to just take a quick break, and then we will come back. Please excuse me. We'll come back in just a moment. So don't go away. We will be right back. And you can certainly join the conversation. 516-418-5894. Send us an email to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Once again, we'll be right back.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to CourteousPublications.com, that's CourteousPublications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo, and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-age children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master-level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click Coaching, then Contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are discussing Christian nationalism. You can join the conversation if you'd like by calling 516-418-5894. With me is Reverend Dr. Monica Jones, and she is certainly detailing out exactly what Christian nationalism is, and this may be your first time hearing about this topic. And I do want to go ahead and address a few of the, here's one, a couple of the messages that we received as well. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, I'm always enjoying hearing Dr. Monica on your show because she always has sound information. I'm looking forward to hearing her discussion. This comes from a discussion on Christian nationalism, and this comes from Malcolm, and Malcolm is in Delaware. So, Malcolm, thank you so much for sending that. I see another one here. This one says, hello, Miss Donna. We missed hearing your show last week, but are glad you are back. My family and I are looking forward to hearing Reverend Dr. Jones this evening. This comes from Khalif Jackson family in Dayton, Ohio. Thank you so much for sending that message. And let's see here. Here is another one here. Donna, my family and I enjoy your programs because many times you cover topics that I don't hear anywhere else. I'm looking forward to this talk this evening with Reverend Jones. This comes from the Sally family in Dunwoody, Georgia. And guys, thank you so much for sending those messages. We certainly do appreciate it. And yes, we are certainly having a wonderful conversation. So we're going to head back to Reverend Dr. Monica Jones. So we'll let you go ahead and just kind of pick up from where, you know, you left off before we went into the break.
All right. Okay. When I did my primer, I wanted to try to put in information that would make sense to people as they read to tie in why Christian nationalism is an evil that creeps, why it seems to be sneaky, why it kind of hits you unaware. And one of the reasons is because it is cloaked in Christian thought to some degree, because the word Christian will always attract those who follow Christ. But you have to think of the next word and then understand, as one video that I've seen, there is nothing Christian about Christian nationalism. The personification of it is right now more so in the former president, because of how he has been almost to the level, and some people feel to the level of a cult worship by people in the evangelical, at least the white evangelical church. There are those I have read in my studies who have been so extreme that some Christian, normal Christian or reasonably thinking Christians have left these churches because the preacher is talking more about the 45th president than he is or she is about the faith. I wanted to give a couple of points now about how pulpits have been so radical. We won't call the names of these clergy, but in one pulpit, the clergy person said that all Democrats are demons. That was his exact declaration. All Democrats are demons, talking about some of the things that have happened in politics surrounding the 45th president, and said, if you are a Democrat and you are here, get out. He was talking to his own congregation and people who were sitting there in this church, supposedly a sacred space, a sanctuary. The reason churches are called sanctuaries is because they're supposed to be a safe space. If you look at history, often churches were used as sanctuaries, places to protect people. The Catholic Church was known for that. The Underground Railroad included churches. You should feel safe. You should feel welcomed. You should feel accepted in a church. In that moment, whoever it was who was a Democrat had to feel, if not at least devastated by the thought, certainly insulted. Some may have felt spiritually frightened and intimidated. Some might have believed it. Again, everyone is not informed. Everyone is not a secure and very fast and hard Christian where you can't sway them. Many people are still tottering on being unfaithful or afraid or intimidated by what Christianity means. Some people may be vulnerable to their lives and their lifestyle. And so we as clergy can't afford to make any statement as dangerous as that. But that is what he says. And another way that I pretty much brought this to bear was the fact that the 45th president has done things in public that have in some ways swayed people one way or another, in other ways, I guess, insulted us. But it depends on what side of the fence you're on. When he had the, I'll just say, presentation in front of a church years ago after Black Lives Matter had a peaceful protest, they were shot with tear gas. They were separated and scattered with tear gas and mistreated. And he stood there in front of that church with the Bible holding it up. Some say upside down. Don't know whether it was upside down or not, but you could see the little, I think, string or the little separator ribbon hanging out of it. My point is raising a Bible up and living by that Bible are two different things. And then there were interviews where someone asked him for his favorite Bible verse, and he said that was personal. He didn't have a favorite Bible verse to share. He just said, I have plenty of Bibles in my house. They asked him if he liked the New or Old Testament, and he said, oh, I like them both the same. I'm making a point to say that when people preach, teach anything that has to do with the Bible, we as listeners must be discerning. We should be prayerful in our listening and ask ourselves, is what I'm hearing the truth? Is what I'm hearing out of Scripture as Christ taught it? We're all going to have different interpretations and opinions, but there are some things that are hard and fast and consistent. Love is one of them. Christ taught love. Christ taught that Samaritans and Jews were the same in the eyes of God. His teachings often use the hated Samaritans as an example of why we must love one another. And so we can't allow someone who's preaching hate, who says, I can go into a street and kill somebody and get away with it, who says, if they do it to me, I'm going to do it to them, who calls people names that he disagrees with, who insults women, who has said what he can do to women and get away with it because he's a celebrity, who has used profanity over and over again. Things should shock the Christian heart, and they have no place in the pulpit or in our churches. So that's basically what I want to say today in terms of why Christian nationalism is dangerous. Theologically, it certainly is, but more so than that, for the average person, it can come against the community by permeating hate and misinformation through the community via the church. It can also become a part of our mindset if we listen to it enough, and it can distract us. Abortion is not the only issue. It is one issue. And no matter how strongly you feel about it, you cannot let any one issue misguide you into thinking that a certain person is the better choice if you have not investigated how that person feels about everything else. Look at the total platform. Know how they feel about every other issue, health care, voting rights, women's rights. Look at everything they profess. Then make your choice. Be an informed voter. Be an informed Christian. And certainly understand the message that you hear from persons who purport to be supporters of this kind of thought. Thank you so much, Donna.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, the voice you're hearing is Reverend Dr. Monica Jones. And if you can't tell, she is very passionate about this. And we should be. Of course, you know, part of the reason that I created this show is to be able to uplift and inform, educate, and encourage as well. And, you know, for those of you who may be listening for the first time, you may be thinking, what does etiquette have to do with Christian nationalism, for example? Well, actually, you know what? The reason that I can do such a variety of different topics on this show is because etiquette encompasses every single area of our lives. So that's why I'm able to really bring so many different topics. I'm going to go back to the phone again, and I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone number, and you can certainly, if you would be ready, that will certainly welcome your comment. The last four digits of this number is 4529. 4529, hello.
Hello. I don't have a question.
Hi
there. I don't have a question, but I am enjoying the topic. So thank you all for having me this evening.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. So appreciate it. And I am going to keep going here. The next 0286 are the last four digits of your phone number. You're welcome to offer your comment. 0286. Hello.
This is Christine Hopper, and I'm enjoying the conversation this evening. I do remember quite a few things that place when Monica, Reverend Dr. Monica Jones, talked about. And I remember the incident of standing in front of the church. I think they walked across the street to the church. I remember, and the Bible was held upside down. I think a real Christian would have realized that. Number two, another thing that Dr. Jones said is that pay attention to what people do, not just what they say. Look at their character and their behavior. Also, I do think that we all should look at the total program and see what are the benefits of the platform that each candidate has. Think about not even just yourself, but for the good of the country and for the good of everyone. You can't just look at one obstacle and say, oh, no, I'm against that. You've got to look at the total package and see what's best. And look at what people say. We have one candidate who is completely negative. Everything about the country is wrong. Everything about the country is bad. If that is so, then how are so many people thriving? So you have to look at everything, particularly if a person is known to tell untruth. We need to pay close attention to that. So those are my comments for today.
Thank you so much for sharing that. I certainly do agree with you. And, you know, basically kind of summarizing, you know, what you were saying is basically action speaks louder than words. And so we cannot afford to, you know, wait to see what someone is going to say. We can do research, and, you know, we can do more research now than ever. You know, with our the platforms, with the Google platform, YouTube, you can basically find out whatever it is that you're looking for, and you can certainly find out exactly how people, you know, feel, what their actual take is on, you know, the various topics. So yes, we just have to make sure that we do our due diligence. Let me go to another caller. Let's see here. The last four digits of this number is 7713. The last four digits, 7713. And guys, we're going to try to get you all on, those of you that do have comments that you would like to offer. If you would, I'm identifying you by the last four digits and your phone number. And you will know that I am referring to you, if you would be ready. And I did get a couple messages that they're getting busy, so I think some of our lines may be busied out. If you're wanting to just listen, you're also welcome to go to, it's the blogtalkradio.com, etiquette dash lady. That's etiquette, etiquette-lady. There you will be able to actually stream. And of course it will point you, if you want to call and ask a question, you'll be able to do that. Let's see, 7573, the last four digits of this number, 7573. Hello. Hello, 7573. Okay, perhaps they may just be listening here. All right, let me look. I'm looking at another message here. It says, Ms. Donna, thanks for your show. I am not at all familiar with Christian nationalism and looking forward to being educated on this topic. That comes from George in Jacksonville, Florida. George, thank you so much. And I'm sure if you're listening, then you certainly heard a lot of information that has been shared. And again, thank you for that. And I am going to, we want to try to get on as many callers as we possibly can. We certainly welcome your comments or your questions. Thank you so much for being on listening. The last four digits, 8429, the last four digits are 8429. 8429, hello, moving here.
Let me give my email again in case people do want to get materials, or because I do offer Zoom presentations, mjonesphd@hotmail.com. mjonesphd@hotmail.com.
Very good, very good. And yes, guys, I have witnessed her presentations, and they are absolutely phenomenal. That's another reason that I wanted to bring her on to discuss this, because I knew that the information that she does cover is very, very impactful. Let's see. Extension, or the last four digits, 0949. 0949, hello. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I just
want to go right ahead with your comment.
That I've truly enjoyed this conversation and agree that we do need to be cognizant of the entire platform whenever we're making decisions about our future, especially when we're casting a vote. And this year is very, very important that we are informed and we make decisions. And as someone else just said, not only for our own good, but for the good of this country and perhaps everyone else. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And that is absolutely correct. And I know, Monica, I've heard some comments of people saying, well, you know, there's really no one to really vote for. So, you know, I mean, what's the point? You know, what's the point? And it's like, if there's no one to vote for, so what's the point? So what would you say to that person, actually?
I find that strange, because I would just say, look at the community that you're in and your own situation, and has it been affected by who you're saying doesn't exist? Obviously, we have a president, and if you are a person who has to buy medication, you sure should know that. If you are a student like me, a former student with loans, you sure should be able to appreciate the person who's in office right now. If you are a female and you care about choice, you should be very happy that we have a vice president with this president that he chose, who is female and of color, who's fighting for us. So I don't get it. I don't get it. It doesn't matter that the individual is not perfect in the way you think he should be, but he is who we have. And yes, he has made a difference. He certainly has made a difference in the lives of people that I know and me. I'm one of those persons that had a loan that I was not able to pay back because of those interest rates that were out of control. And you work and you try, you do your best, but it is predatory. That some of the ways that they lend, they're predatory. And he knows that. He is a compassionate thinking president. And so all I pray is that God will keep him healthy and strong so that he can make it another 4 years. That's my prayer. Yeah, we can't endorse anybody, but to say I'm not going to vote because there's nobody to vote for, I don't understand that thinking when you clearly have a choice between even just those issues, even if it's just student loans or pro-choice or health care. Those three are big issues for our community.
And here again, you know, it's very important to, you know the issues that are presenting themselves. And I think because we hear, you know, maybe one or two almost on a daily basis, I believe possibly people may think that those are pretty much the only ones. And if those two you know, topics don't really affect, you know, I can see probably having that view, you know, it doesn't affect me, but generally, you know, all topics, if they don't affect you directly, then they more than likely will certainly affect you indirectly, or they are certainly, you know, affecting someone who you know or your family members. So, yeah, I mean, we just have to do the due diligence of, you know, what's really going on. You know, sometimes I believe that more than often just people in general get so used to being spoon-fed, if you would, and giving all the information. But is all the information you're being given, is that truth? And the only way you're going to find out, yeah, whether that's truth or not, is you're going to have to kind of research. And because you can just do your own, again, and we've said that many times this evening, we just have to do due diligence and spend some time researching, you know, the facts, what platforms are we really hearing about? And, you know, so, and I know, you know, how you feel about that. It's like, you know, find the truth. You know, we know that the truth shall set you free, right?
That is exactly right. But
if we don't know the truth, then we're going to remain bound.
We must be informed, as I said, informed voters and informed Christians as well, because teaching is only helpful when it is the truth, as you said. And unfortunately, what some of these pulpits are teaching now is not the truth. It's misguided and it's distorted. And I have a couple of resources before it gets too late that I didn't mention. I did already say that there are a number of excellent videos with commentary. And if you go to YouTube and put in Christian nationalism, you will see them. But I did mention one or two in particular. And one of the ones that I learned, and this has been about a year for me, I haven't been doing this that long either, so people will know, it's not necessarily for me a topic that I have always spoke of, because I'm just really discovering how impactful it is within the past last year. But anyway, The Hidden Roots of White Supremacy. The Hidden Roots of White Supremacy. And that's by Robert Jones. And then another by Obery M. Hendrick. That's O-B-E-R-Y, Obery M. Hendrick, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S, Jr. Against Christianity. Christians Against Christianity. And this is a book. Both of these are books. And this book is spectacular. Christians Against Christianity. And it caught me, of course, because it said Christians Against Christianity. How right-wing evangelicals are destroying our nation and our faith. And that's basically the summary of what Christian nationalism is. It is destroying our nation and our faith. Christians Against Christianity. By Obery M. Hendricks. I would suggest that book for anyone who wants to read more about the topic.
And if you missed any of this episode, guys, you will be able to go back and listen to it in its entirety, as all of our shows do archive. So you'll certainly want to do that, and you can even share, you know, this information and the link with your friends. Again, it's www.blogtalkradio.com /etiquette-lady. You'll be able to get all those episodes there. I'm looking at another message here that we have. It says, Donna, please thank your guests for educating us on something we did not know. We must wake up, and I agree with you, Donna. Stop looking to be spoon-fed and learn for ourselves. Thank yous comes from Roger in Atlanta. Roger, thank you for that. Yeah, thank you so much for the comment. And, guys, I certainly do appreciate you all for, you know, reaching out and sending comments, and for you all that are listening. This has definitely been a very educational conversation, as we promised. And again, if you missed hearing any of the resources that Reverend Dr. Monica gave out, again, you will be able to go back and listen to all of them on the on our episodes that will archive, and they actually all do archive. I'm just going to do a real quick go back. I see some additional callers on. I'm just going to go really quick and just to make sure we didn't miss anyone who had a comment. And please be ready, guys, because we're down to about 3.5 minutes. Extension 0348, or the last four digits, rather, 0348. Hello.
Hi. I just have to say this. You know, for those who say there's no one to vote for, you know, we've had plenty of time to recruit different candidates. We've gone along the last 4 years with no aggressive campaign to identify somebody else. So that says to me that we're okay with the person currently in office. I think it's easier to complain than to get up and make a difference. And finally, I think that as Christians, we need to encourage our churches to include in the Sunday announcements reminders about registering to vote and about following through on the vote and educating ourselves, as you all have been saying. And any church can implement a voter education, voter registration program. As long as our efforts are nonpartisan, we should be actively engaged. Thank you all so much.
Excellent comment. Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's critical that we do that. 7573, let me see if I can take one more caller. 7573, hello. 573, okay, they may be just listening. So in about a minute, we're going to go ahead and get ready to land this plane here. Reverend Monica, if you have, you know, maybe a 1 minute quick final thought for us, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to conclude.
Oh, I think those last callers did it for us. It's simple. Just stay informed and be interested in what you're hearing, and particularly when you're in a sanctuary, in a church. Don't assume the pulpit is preaching the truth. Do your homework.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Fact find. You know, make sure you find out the fact. And you're right. You're right. Just because it's coming from the pulpit doesn't make it necessarily true. All right. So listen, everyone, thank you. First of all, Reverend Dr. Monica, I need to just really thank you and give you some kudos here on just such a phenomenal job in educating us on this topic. So it's up to us to kind of continue to go a little bit further and to continue to look at facts. And everyone, thanks so much for those of you that called in, you're listening and sending us messages. We certainly do appreciate it. If this is your first time, you know, thank you so much for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family, and hope that you will certainly listen again. And of course, our listeners that we've had join us week after week, I thank you so much also for being a part of this What is Etiquette Anyway family. If you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know we can only do that one person at a time with your help. And please remember to treat others the way you want to be treated, okay? That's Matthew 7:12, the golden rule. And of course, if you've listened to the show more than once, you know what one of my favorite proverbs is never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I challenge you this week to make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness. And remember, it doesn't have to be such a huge undertaking. I mean, you can just simply hold the door open for someone who may be entering behind you. So just make sure that you initiate an act of kindness. And you know what? I believe we can all do this once a day, just initiate an act of kindness to someone. So, you know, just being kind to someone, you don't really realize how that may impact their day. So, you know, let's do that, okay? All right, so again, thank you all so much for listening. Look forward to our conversation on next week, okay? And I hope everyone has a great week. Good night, take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.